We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, today's date is August 27th, 2023, hour two. Farron Shope has joined us, and he's going to hang in here for a little bit longer. I don't know how much time you got there, Farron, but, you know, I know you're working, you know. I'm kind of curious as to what your life is like without RBN. I mean, your show changed my life for so many years. I can't believe I had wake up early on Saturday morning, and I have to have a little bit of time to get ready to listen to you. I'm going, what? You know, and then you were gone, and I slept in.
And you know, and Stephen Whitener is, you know, and I've called him up and I've told him this, you know, he's doing a pretty damn good job. If I can't have Farron, Stephen's doing a pretty good job taking over your slot, Farron. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've...
Well, that's good. That's good. And I've, you know, I've had a lot of kind words from a lot of the listeners that reached out and enjoyed the show. And I'm not saying it's over forever. I at the time, I didn't foresee myself doing it again, but I have kind of rejuvenated. So I always feel like RBN's my home. I left on really good terms. I have great respect for everyone there. So, you know, it would be the first place I would want to come back if I was going to do a weekly live radio show. I wanted to say one thing real quick about, none of this was reported in mainstream media. This was back several weeks ago when the riots were happening in France. I don't know if anyone had the opportunity to really watch those videos, but it was unbelievable. What I'm talking about is they were taking buses, loading them down with gasoline, and running them into the police stations. There was video of them riding motorcycles through the street with chainsaws that they had rigged, you know, so they were running wide open, dragging chainsaws through the street on motorcycles. David Duke reported several people was beheaded. Here's the thing I wanted to say.
Whoa.
These countries like France, I mean, these were some real riots. It made Black Lives Matter down here look like child's play. But here are these countries, these sellout traitor countries like France and Ungrate, and we all know what's happened to Germany, but they flood the population with these Muslims from Syria or God knows where, and then they expect them to stand back and watch a gay pride parade. That's the creation of the clash of civilization. And then it results, that riot was a lot about, more so than they claimed it was about the shooting of this child, this Muslim child or whatever. I think it started that way. But it was moreover, it was the gay pride parades. And these, I watched NBC Nightly News every night to see if they would even touch it. They didn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, but it was unbelievable. And it got no, I mean, they were burning down the house. And they've had to completely destroy their tourism industry. But yeah, go ahead. I just wanted to throw that in case I thought you guys might enjoy.
Yeah, no, Farron. You know, I'll say real quick, you know, folks, it's like, you know, I know you satellite listeners out there, you know, we used to have RT America. You know, it was on satellite. Probably the most informative and the most accurate, you know, did I believe everything they said? But, you know, RT America, I used to see the riots in France, you know, and this and that. But since we went to war in Ukraine and Russia became bad, you know, RT America is gone. I think you can still get to it, you know, from RT.com. But, you know, RT America's gone. RT Europe was gone. You know, they took sources of information away because, you know, did we find out what was happening in Russia? No, but the rest of the world, that news source, I watched RT America from the time they came on satellite, basically, until they dropped off. And probably the best overall news organization that I've ever experienced in my life. And I miss it. But, you know, I learned a lot. And, you know, Farron, I don't need to know what's going on right now to understand where we're going and where this is all headed. You know, I figured that out quite a few years ago. But, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, guys.
Well, you know, I forget how much stuff has happened. You know, when you're sitting there talking about the riots in France, I'm going, which ones? Which ones? But you're talking about the latest one, right?
Oh, it's not the Gilles Jaunes this time. It's something else.
Oh, that's so passé and so old. Right? Gilles Jaunes, right? That was the warm-ups, right? This was the Muslim attack. You know, that was pretty brutal. I didn't see that. I got... new respect for fireworks off of the latest round of France, right? You know, it was pretty neat seeing those fireworks explode right on top of the cops. Whoa, that's crazy. But I think it is coming to a town near you. Maybe not you, Farron, you know, but maybe here. I don't know, but probably Austin. Definitely New York. They're gonna go crazy. I don't know. Watch the whole damn thing fly apart. When's it gonna happen?
You know, guys, the one thing that they do understand is that most of the really good, if you want to say what America was presented as, the American people, the good people out here in this country, they don't want to go out and riot. You know, because for most of us, we haven't been kicked in the ass hard enough, you know. We're good people. We don't like to cause strife. We just want to live our life peacefully and be left a frick alone, you know. And until something very drastic happens, those good people will not be out in the streets actually doing what needs to be done, you know. We're not just, you know, fly by night, you know. Oh, you don't believe in trannies or faggots? It's like, oh, we're going to riot and we're going to kill you. You know, it's like most of the good people out there don't think that way. You know?
Farron, you've had your fair share of protests and riots, and you've gone to quite a few of them, if I remember correctly. And so have I. And one thing that I've learned from them is I don't want to go back. You know, being that crowd of crazy lunatic people, it's insane. You know, the anti-war protests in San Francisco during the early 2000s. I think it was 2001 when we were just getting ready to invade some damn person, right? I think we were invading Afghanistan first or Iraq or who knows, right? But they... I don't know. And the people in the streets, it's like, well, what are you guys doing here? And there was an anti-war movement, and it was kind of bipartisan, but it was delusional. And maybe I was delusional. I'm not.
Well, you know, I think...
Go ahead.
I think where they've got us at, Steve, and, you know, yeah, I put on a lot of protests in downtown states, biggest ones Iredell County's ever seen. Went to in the Fed, you know, marches against Monsanto, Washington several times. But where they've got us at now is, you know, look at Julian Assange. Jonathan Bonhill's in prison over a meme in Ungrate. Donald Trump questions the election that we all know was just blatantly rigged. 2,000 mules proved it. Of course, they claimed the election was rigged and Donald Trump was the illegitimate president in 2016. If you had a First Amendment right in America, you could question any election. In fact, if you can't question an election, you're in a banana republic. But, you know, he's took the railroad. We've seen what happened with Alex Jones over Sandy Hook. I mean, it goes on and on. So here's the bottom line is, if you step out of line now in this country and they decide to put their sights on you, we saw what the FBI has done to the January Sixers. The FBI came here. Then you can take the railroad in this country now.
I've heard that they're now retroactively arresting people for the Charlotte, you know, protests, you know. How are they doing that? Because everyone carries around a tracking device with them, and they know exactly where they were. They just have to go back and look at where you were. And if you were at that protest, it's like they can come back and retroactively say, well, you were a bad boy, you know. Well, you're going to go to jail for going out and saying you don't like what our government's doing.
Hey, let me tell you this. James Fields, you know, the car accident that he should have maybe got wrong, traffic infraction, wrong. They found out, the Biden DOJ found out, that he had like $800 on his commissary. This just happened. They went to court. People had sent him money. He's got, you know, doing two life sentences plus 421 years. They found out that they took $775 out of his commissary to pay the victims, and the judge ruled that he can only spend $25 a month on his commissary. So if you send money to James Fields, this low-down, scum-ridden, filthy, immoral government would take the money from the man so he can't even, you know, have two cups of noodles a day. That's That is the character of the federal government of the United States. You have people say to me, hey, you're awful hard. You're unpatriotic. You're so anti-American government. I give the government of the United States the exact same amount of respect it gives me. It doesn't give me a damn bit, so I don't give it any.
Yeah. Hey, Fern, you know, respect. You know, I give common courtesy to anyone, but respect in my world, in the world I grew up in, respect has to be earned. I give common courtesy to everyone. I'll open a door for a woman. I'll say, excuse me. I'll say, thank you, you know. That's common courtesy, but respect is something that needs to be earned, and this damn government sure as hell hasn't earned a lick of respect from, you know, from the world that I know and that in the world I want to live in.
Amen, brother.
I Charlottesville, Alan brought that up earlier this week, right? And he told me about it, and I'm going, man. And I hear people talk about the white supremacists from Charlottesville, and then sometimes they reference the Friday evening event, the Tiki Torch March, where they just all, well, they had torches and they walked around in a circle, right? You know, and exactly what the hell that whole thing was, I wasn't there. Right, but I did pay attention during that time, and I remember you covered it quite extensively on your show, and we covered it too, because it was a thing, right? It was the first time I ever saw a bunch of people trying to keep people from taking down statues. Because what was the actual name of the thing? It was Charlottesville. Do you remember what the name of the protest was?
Oh, God. I don't remember. I know it was the Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee statue is the one that was on a horse.
They were taking down every Confederate statues and putting up the other statues that were just dumb, right? But, you know, wow. Can you imagine that hundreds of years later, you know, the war's over and they're still fighting the war, right? You know,
Jacob Goodwin's. Jacob Goodwin's still in prison over that fist fight. He got 10 years. And David Duke, he wasn't a organizer, or he just was asked to speak there and showed up, and he ended up having to pay like a $5,000 fine just to get out of the lawfare of Charlottesville. Thank God. Thank God. You know, I had made plans to attend. Thank God Brian had bought tickets to Guns N' Roses. They were in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and it was the night before. It was the Friday night before, and I decided to go. You know, Guns N' Roses, maybe my favorite band, just them or Iron Maiden, and so I canceled to Charlottesville because, you know, that's in my backyard, and so I just feel like it was fate that I did not go to that one.
Yeah. Hey, Farron, can I ask you this question? And this is a very basic question. Do you see what's happening in the world becoming, you know, you know, one of your phrases is we're beyond idiocracy. Do you see the world today basically a cross between, like, the movie Idiocracy and the book The Turner Diaries?
Absolutely. Man, The Turner Diaries, 1979 or 78. First time I read it, I was like, nah, this can't happen. Second time I read it, I was like, this is happening. Now I look at it as, you know, it's almost like it's the anti-white, you know, we should have a merit-based system. Y'all know this. We've all talked about. But this anti-white sentiment that they are, you know, well, President Biden, Brandon, goes around saying the most dangerous thing in America is white supremacy. I mean, it's just complete idiocracy, and it's propaganda, you know,
I watched television, and if the commercial isn't trying to sell you some kind of drug for conditions that never used to be, they're selling you Viagra, you know, to extend your boner, you know. And it's like, you know, it's like the movie Idiocracy. It's like all of scientific, you know, investigation was you know, put towards how to extend, you know, the, you know, your penis life, you know, and have sex and
penis life.
You know, the whole world is it's becoming so, I mean, you want to call it oppression? It's like, you know, Judge, he said, I thought it was making a spoof on society. I never thought it would becoming a reality. You know, I never thought it was, you know, really a documentary.
Well, everything is about self gratification and the physical body, and nothing is ever about being spiritual or, you know, being smart, reading books, looking into things, thinking for yourself. None of that is is ever even discussed anymore. You know, and you guys know it. You're my age. I went to school. There maybe was one chubby kid in each class. You know, now look at the youth now, and look how dumb they are. And the pacifiers become, you know, the iPhone is a two-year-old's pacifier. It's totally insane. We're going to have a nation of kids all wearing glasses at 10 years old that, and going to grow up and don't know nothing.
You're making me want to go to my safe space.
Well, I'm glad you got one.
Yeah. In a hole dug by a backhoe. That's a good sense.
But, it's better to laugh than cry, and so... Even though we get upset, you know, I get really upset sometimes about it. I guess the big question is, does it make a difference? Are we turning things around? I just see people getting railroaded.
I don't think it really matters. You know, at this point...
Baron, we're changing a few minds. Once again, on the scale that we want it to happen, no. But, you know, our conversations, you know, your knowledge, you know, I can remember listening to Farron and Brian. You know, I loved you guys, you know. And then Brian dropped out, and you've dropped out. And you know, and I've dropped out at one point, you know. And it's like, you know, it's like it's just too freaking much, you know. It's like, you know, knowing too much is really very uncomfortable in today's world when you actually know what's happening. You know the past. You know back from the Constitution. And everything in between. You know, once you start this journey of knowledge, and this might be to some of the new listeners out there. Know that you're not alone when you're listening to this stuff. You're not alone. We've all gone through these phases of becoming awake and aware of what's really going on. You know, not becoming woke, but you know, figuring out what's really going on. It's a very uncomfortable process, you know, because you will lose friends, you will lose family, and you will kind of become an island unto yourself. But just remember that there are people like Farron, me, Steve, you know, other people, you know, a lot of the RBN hosts, you know, Mike Gaddy, you know, these people. There are other people out there that understand this, that probably have gone through the same process. It's very uncomfortable becoming aware of what's really going on. But, you know, would you rather be some ignoramus, you know, some freaking brainless moron out there? At times, yes. I would almost wish I could unlearn what I already know. But, you know, I can't because I've still got the computer that God gave me. It's called a brain.
Sometimes I think go ahead, Farron.
Well, you get to the point to then you can start seeing what's coming, like predicting the elections and predicting that they're going to roll out another pandemic at some point because the last one worked so good.
Yeah. They use the same game plan over and over. If they do something and it works, of course they're going to use it again.
Over and over again. It's fascinating. I always think about The Matrix. You know, that one episode, I think it was Matrix 2, maybe it was 1, where he's cutting the steak and he says, well, I know this isn't the steak, right? But it sure tastes so good. I want to go back. You know, and you can't go back once you've gone forward. And, you know when they're lying to you, right? So the fact checkers proved it. There's a false claim out there that the Maui fires were started to make 15-minute cities. Or do you think they're going to rebuild and make a 15-minute city? Of course they are. They told you they were, right? But it's a false claim right now. So look away, folks.
You know, guys, and I bring him up simply because he was born in a complete different culture. You know, our friend that listens to our show, Amit. You know, Amit. You know, he was born and raised in India, and you know, and Amit calls me periodically, and he says, "Hey," he says, "Alan," he said, "you know, once you understand this," he said, "it makes you very lonely." You know, he said, "you know, you can't talk to your friends anymore. You can't talk to your family." And I said, "Yes, Amit. You know, unfortunately, you know, most of us have lost friends and family, you know, to this, to the all knowledge right. That we understand."
The music, the break, Republic of Texas Radio, and Farron Chope's here, too. Hey, come, oh, hang on, we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Shope is with us, and feel free to call in. I know you haven't talked to Farron for a while. If you have any kind of questions or just want to comment on what we're talking about. Oh, man. I guess it doesn't matter if you're a broadcaster or just a normal person that understands the truth. Normal person. That kind of sounded wrong. But anyways, I look forward to the debanking. Because one of the things, all these things that we've been talking about for a while, debanking is on the horizon. Remember a couple years ago, what was it, a couple years ago or a year ago? They started talking about, the IRS is going to hire a whole bunch of agents and they're going to look over every single bank account ever. Now they're getting rid of, money, dollar bills. They're collapsing the whole damn thing, Farron. Right.
CBDC rules. Woohoo!
Yeah. You know.
Social credit scores coming your way.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's absolutely insane. But at some point, we covered Taco Bell or Yum Inc. early on in the show. And I don't know if you were listening or anything or if you heard anything about that. Yum Inc., Farron, Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Pizza Hut are working to eliminate cash transactions completely from their business model. They're gonna be the first one to go all propeller head, right? And that's just they're just promising to do that. But when you can't walk into a store or something, well, how are you gonna transact business? You know, that's kind of like a big thing for me, being a private, you know, well, or private contractor. You know, I work for people. I work for companies and businesses. And if I have to do these little digital trades, I don't know what's going to happen with that. If I'm a broadcaster or not, it really impacts me greatly. And I'm out of control. There's no controlling that. I don't know. Maybe that's the...
And Steve, real quick here, you know, we can carry this on after the bottom of the hour. I don't know if you heard on the break, Farron said that he'll hang on to this next segment. So why don't we let Farron say what he wants to the RBN friends and family out
there?
And, you know, and we'll do the last, you know, half hour without Farron, unfortunately, so...
All right,
well, you
guys
got one thing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
No, we already agreed that it's you.
Talk. Okay. Well, you know, one thing I would like to say, I immensely enjoyed my time at RBN. I really did. I learned a lot. I mean, I never went at it like I'm the teacher and the audience is the pupil. I learned a lot from the audience, an immense amount. The books that the audience sent me. It's just incredible, and you know, some of the great guests over the years that's not with us, like Tex Mars. You know, it was a great experience. I loved everybody. I think, you know, the day will probably come where hopefully I shall return to the airwaves at RBN. But I would not be who I am and know what I know if I had not did my, I guess, about 12-year stint. I was one of the old timers. On the network, which I never thought I would, you know, live to see the day that I was that. But it was special to me, and I appreciate all the kind words all over the years. And anybody, if I help them to understand the sad reality of what we're living in, and maybe affect change in some way, shape, or form, well, that just means more to me than you'll ever know.
Definitely. Let's grab the phone real quick, Lauren. Want to say hi? Come on in here.
I surely do, and I miss you. I miss that news recap. You and Mike Rivero, I used to always, the news recap, even if I had to listen on the loop, you know, it was great, and we do miss you. And it's uplifting, the way that you report the stories with humor. Like you said, we don't need to sit here and cry. And I'll tell you what, guys, I'm tired of this whining. We don't need them. The way that you win is live your own life. We are the free kings of America. That's still the truth. Even though they're saying, oh, well, we don't have this Constitution anymore. Sure they do. It's sitting there. Just because they're running an administrative state and you're going along contracting with them and obeying them, it's like those people in Maui sitting in their car videotaping. I watched the video of this man talking about, well, we're just going to burn up down here. They just keep redirecting us. We can't get out. And instead of getting out of their cars and walking across that board, you know, the barricade, or just taking your cars and ramming it until you're through, You see what I said? There's no, people have been dumbed down, they've been drugged down, they've been mentally beat down, they took the shots that causes encephalopathy. Yeah. So you can't expect, there's a remnant predicted in the Bible. It doesn't say everybody's going to make it. The remnant are the people who yield to the truth. The truth is, these are not your bosses. You have one God that created you, and you have a duty to him, and you can do it or not, but that's the truth of it. These are men.
Hey,
they're
thanks,
just men.
Lauren.
They didn't have you. They didn't bear you out of their, you know, I don't have control of my children once they're 20. They are the age of majority. They are responsible for the tithe. They are free men,
you know,
free kings,
we're
to do as they please
the
as long
you know.
As they
we're
have no
We're almost out of time there, Lauren.
I hate to cut you off, but let's let Farron say goodbye. He said he's going to leave after the bottom of the hour here, and we'll do another 30 minutes
after. Okay, well, God bless.
Farron,
I do miss you. Okay, take good care.
All
love
right.
You guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Hey, guys, thank you for having me on. I want to keep you in touch with my song. The name of it is Bloodbath Revolution. And
okay.
And again, thank you. And both of you, Stephen Allen, you mean a lot to me.
I love you,
all
man.
All right.
Take care, Farron.
Appreciate you, too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye. We'll do the break. We'll be back. Public Texas Radio. When it does, I know it's on its view.
When is it for the sun? I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Republic of Texas Radio without Farron. Farron was on for a little bit, and if you missed it, you can check out the archive. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Remember, we need to support Republic Broadcasting. You know, in these end times, and I'm not talking about the religious end times, or the end of, well, this whole planet's kind of screwed up, right? And I'm not just whining about it. I'm just telling you how it is, straight up. The truth, we got to support Republic Broadcasting because, you know, that's our vehicle, right? That's what we take. That's what we listen to. That's what we care about. Donate to the network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org or do it however you want. Hold on. Let's go to Tom. Tom in Utah. It's been a while. What do you got to say? Sorry, we
it's one time. I wish I had the internet. I would love to see how they do these 3D bunkers.
I hope that Farron's eavesdropping because I wanted to blame him for my ugliness. I had to get up and cut into my beauty rest to hear him.
Ah, yes, yes.
And he also made me a persona non grata because when you start speaking the truth, nobody wants to hear you. Anyway.
No. Well, I'm pretty sure he appreciates you. You know your comments. He's still there, right? We don't go away. We just might be quiet for a minute, right, Alan?
Can you hear me? Am I here?
I hear you.
Yeah. No. You know. Farron. You know, he's talking about his friend Brian. You know, it used to be Farron and Brian. I can remember years and years ago, you know, listening to Farron and Brian. You know, they might make a resurgence, you know. It might be on podcasts or internet only, which I won't be able to listen to. Farron might be resurrected on RBN. You know, I doubt it'll be 3 days from now.
Never
but,
you know,
who knows? Farron might be back. But, you know, I do love that man, and I'm not even a faggot, you know, but I do love that man. I really do. You know, it's just, what he did for me, just his voice and his the timbre of his voice and just the way he presents himself. No, man, I actually love that man, and I'm not even a tranny or a faggot or anything, but, you know, love in the deep, heartfelt sense.
He had a great show. I really liked it. Or all the different reiterations of it. Anything else, Tom?
Well, in Farron's spirit that he implanted in me, or at least augmented in me, is I'm still doing battle for a vet, pure handicapped veteran. So I wanted to just tell him to take a look at Fires of Injustice, or Flames of Injustice.
Yeah.
I'm doing battle for a veteran who is accused of arson, which, you know, there was no arson. But anyway, Farron, if you can hear me,
Tom, on this subject, you know, why is the military not taking care of all these people that they created? They turned them into warriors. They sent them over. They got, you know, an IUD or whatever, you know, blew up, and they're, you know, somehow they were saved because they were wearing a flak jacket or a helmet. And they come back, and it's like, why are all these veterans organizations, why is the government that created them, sent them over to do what they did, and then they just discard them? Why do they have to be all these veterans organizations? Think about that, people, you know. The people that sent them over there should be taking care of it. I would gladly pay taxes to take care of people, even if I didn't agree with the wars and what they were doing. You know, they were created by this government, and then they're just left, they're just thrown away.
We're fodder. We're cannon fodder.
Yeah.
And that's the case with this gentleman that I'm trying to undo the injustice of the courts. Even 5 years after the event.
There is no justice in the courts. They just screw you.
Unless you're of some special class and know the right people and have the right contacts or of the right race or... You know, whatever. You know. Can you do the Masonic signal over your heart? You know, in front of a judge, and it's like, oh, we'll let him off because he's a brother Mason. You know, screw this shit.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Hey,
you know?
Thanks for the call, Tom. You know, appreciate it. We're gonna go on with the other callers that are coming up. Let's go to Kathleen. Kathleen in Texas. Hello.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hi.
And Alan. Steve, you started the show. Talking about, boy, I have a lot of joyful things to tell you. But anyway, I want to tell you that I heard that, and it's not a rumor now, but I heard that Chris Hinckley on his Friday morning show started off by announcing the passing of Pat in Fort Worth.
Yep. Yeah, I could tell Pat was getting a little more frail, you know, every call she made, you know.
I had my
go-rounds with Pat, but a good woman. I know in her heart she was a good woman.
Yeah. I didn't suspect anything because she always was so peppy. But anyway, she's where we want to be, so alleluia. Okay, yeah. Thank you, and you guys are always in my prayers.
Oh, appreciate
and, you know,
it.
Unfortunately, in my world, you know, Steve and the rest of the audience, you know, I this quote from Will Rogers. He says, you know, he was one of those quotes. But one I love best. He said, "When I die, if there are no dogs in heaven, I want to go where the dogs are. You know, whether that's in heaven or hell, I want to go where my dogs are. I want to see my dogs again because they've been my best, most trustful, loyal friends. You know?
I really." Appreciate all of the what you all do, but the callers are just wonderful, and I miss them when you don't have enough, of my favorite ones calling. And so anyway,
favorites.
I'll miss. And Sam played a repeat of a Robert Raybould show last week in the time period after you, and it was fabulous. And one of the callers was evidently was in 2015, and
Frank
one of the callers
North Carolina?
Was pardon
Frank in North Carolina.
Yes, he called, but the one that I really was interested in and really appreciated, he was a fiery, very brave man, was Wes in Idaho. And he used to get on and really argue with that PhD that was an American Indian that had a show. And anyway, it was very enjoyable to hear him, his bravery. But all right, well, you're all in my prayers, and I'll miss hearing Pat. Okay, take care.
Gotcha. I always love your call, Kathleen. Yeah. I actually heard that show, and I heard Frank in North Carolina call in, and it's like, I know this is a repeat because, you know, Frank passed away, and he was taken away from us. I love Frank in North Carolina's calls, but the guy I really miss is Chris near Vegas. I used to love wordifying with that guy. He was just freaking fun, you know. You know, we have our losses, but, you know, we also have our memories. So, anyway, go on, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah. Interesting. Bye, Pat. shoot. Here's Mike in Kentucky. He's got a few minutes before he has to get into the pews. Hey, how are you doing?
Well, today I'm on a different schedule, we'll say. But, Frank in North Carolina, several of these guys. But I can't remember what – there was some kind of a screw-up way back, and – RBN Live, I don't know, hopefully those archives were recovered, but that is nice to be able to listen back and hear some of this stuff. And of course, one of the nice features about Facebook every now and then is they'll put up Facebook memories. And you guys were talking about somebody earlier, and I barely heard, and I was walking through.
Her name is Autumn Bailey Dennis, out of Moorhead, Kentucky.
Okay, it's Bailey just, makes me think she might be related to that Kim Bailey Davis.
She's a tattoo girl. She does tattoos. Oh. She's about 28 years old.
And what was the deal with her? Twitter?
She's a vax zealot. She turned into one, and now her entire family's sick from the jab. And she's it's kind of like, it's a scary thing. The COVID blog, thecovidblog.com, they cover all this stuff, right? Or the guy that writes the COVID blog. And go ahead.
I was going to say, they took me off the air. Alan was talking earlier about they took RT America off satellite. They took me off the same dang day. Isn't that interesting? I was covering all the alternative news I could get a hold of from, Dr. McCulloch and America's frontline doctors. I mean, I was looking at all of it that looked plausible. There was some that was kind of out there, but I was trying to look at and look at the National Institutes of Health and National Library of Medicine. At the same time, I'm quoting the Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine that basically talks about the problems with science and how half, I didn't say all, somebody criticized my call the other day, I said half of the science that's published is wrong because of five major factors. And so the average person out here that doesn't really dedicate a lot of work to try to figure out, well, which study is flawed because of conflict of interest, but, you know, they'll say they don't have any conflict of interest, but then you find out later they did.
Yeah, well, I think when we were talking the other day, Mike, you know, we talked about, you know, all these studies, if you look, a lot of them comes out of Johns Hopkins University, which was event 201, which was COVID. You know,
look at the right honorable Oxford.
Don't believe any of these stats or anything you hear from this crap.
Just one example, the Right Honorable Oxford in England was involved in a study that gave known heart patients a near-lethal dose of that hydroxychloroquinone and killed a bunch of people. Sounds like murder. But they were also involved in developing the AstraZeneca shot. So, conflict of interest for the whole institution.
Yep.
Anyway, so I heard that in Moorhead, Kentucky, and I didn't hear what it was. But so
yeah,
she has a Twitter.
Yeah, it's interesting. So Well,
I'll
anyway,
dig and find it. I'll dig and find
years,
it.
She's 28 years old, Mike, and one of the reasons that it really caught my eye, I mean, I've read a lot of COVID blog, but it's from your neck of the woods, and then your, not yours, but the independent TV studio that you had, the cable network, played a lot of alternate content, right?
Yep, and I covered everything I could cover that was being censored and was unjustifiably censored.
Up in Moorhead, right? And he goes through it, and she had been one of your viewers. She had to be. Almost the entire damn town was at one point or another, just in passing, right? To buy a hog, sell a dog, or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
You know, your commercials, I remember going down that little rabbit trail for a little bit. It was a thing. And then
I don't have all of them up. I just cherry-picked what I could because, man, we had horrible internet, and it was hard for me to convert and to upload stuff digitally for a long time. But, yeah, there's a few funny ones on there.
I don't know.
Mike, I actually got out my road atlas and looked up where Moorhead, Kentucky is, you know. I don't have the internet. I don't have Google Earth, but I got out my old road atlas, and I kind of know where you are. It looks like a pretty interesting part of the state.
I love it.
Looks pretty beautiful out there just from the topography that I can see on my map.
Some people consider it a resort area, but, you know, we've tried. I think there's been local efforts to try to improve tourism, but I tried.
Don't let them do it. Tell them there is no Moorhead, Kentucky. It's like I wish the name Fredericksburg was never known to anyone. You know, but
well, I understand that we've got somebody put in a Learjet capable airport out here, but on final approach, a lot of people are like, what is that big rubber thing over there? It's a nuclear waste dump over in Fleming County. And final approach to the new airport. So, you know, it's a literal cover-up. They're going to put 6 foot of clay on there and grow some grass so it looks like a cow pasture. They call it a vegetative cap.
Oh, my God.
They put a plastics factory right across from all the schools. I mean, hello? They get occupational exposure from kindergarten through high school. My dad has to smell it all the time.
Better living through chemistry, Mike. Better living through chemistry, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome to Kentucky. We come in from West Virginia. You got that Catlettsburg refinery. There's been all kinds of quiet lawsuits over that. It smells like they're producing Agent Orange in Catlettsburg right as you come in on I-64. Welcome to Kentucky. Woo! Looks like Blade Runner at night. You remember Blade Runner, the movie?
The replicants, yeah.
Oh, well, the scene of them flying over Los Angeles with all the flames belching out is what I'm talking about. Where they had a lot of people don't realize how much oil is in Southern California, but and natural gas too. But no, that coming into Kentucky at night looks like Blade Runner from the flying police cars. So okay, well, you probably got more callers. I just thought I'd chime in and see what the heck that was.
Ah, it's just another person falling for it,
man.
Screwing up.
You got a brain. I love Mike in Kentucky. I talk to him off air, you know, for hours and hours. And Mike
we've burned up your phone bill sometimes, or I've called you back.
Yeah.
All right, man.
See ya.
All right. Yeah, take care, Mike. Okay. No, we don't really have another caller, but we're running out of time, actually. You know, but I'd like to sum it up. No, actually, go ahead. Why don't you finish off with your thoughts?
I would, for one thing, like to thank Sam for, you know, when Farron was on, you know, let us go through a couple of breaks, you know. You know, RBN is very valuable to me, always has been, you know, been listening to it for a long time. You know, it is a big part of my life. I've kind of pulled myself away a little bit from listening 24 hours a day anymore, but, you know, I just want to say, hey, Sam in the control room, I call him the board op, but, you know, I can't call him my producer because I don't have any clips for him to play or anything else, you know. Don't take that as a demeaning term, Sam, you know. But I do thank you and have enjoyed, you know, talking with you over the years, you know, every weekend. And before I might get cut off and I'll let Steve kind of babble on, of course, I'll probably break in again. But, you know, once again, I'll say, you know, RBN friends and family out there, you know, you're basically all that I have. You know, a lot of us, you know, have lost our real true friends and our families. And, you know, we're kind of the only people we have that we can talk with. I do value you. I value every Sunday morning that I've been on here with y'all. I really do. You know, it's sadly to say, it's probably one of the high points of my week, you know, is coming on and doing this show. and being able to talk and converse with y'all. And having callers, a few of them have sent me a book or two, and I've got some phone numbers, and we call up and we talk periodically. I value y'all. You're special people. You learned how to learn and how to observe, and it becomes a very lonely existence. Y'all are my friends and my family as much as I have, because most of my close friends and family, I'm estranged from them, They don't like what I know, and they want to be blissfully ignorant. They just want to exist as well as they can. Even if they're struggling, they just want to exist as best as they can. And thank y'all for being out there. I've said this before, but once again, y'all are my friends and family. When I come on and say that, it's not a meaningless phrase, It's like y'all really are my friends and family. All of y'all out there, even if you've never called in, if you just sat back and listened, I know you're out there.
It's kind of odd. I feel a lot of the same feelings you do towards RBN, and that was, I remember back, and since we're on the subject of Farron, 2011, it was probably like January, February, March 2011, I was in Arizona, and Farron had just come on to RBN. Right, he was on a network called LNR, Liberty News Radio, and
Bachman,
he disappeared.
Yeah,
him
Bachman
and Brian
Network.
Yeah, yeah. Sam. What was it? Sam Bachman. Sam. I forget. Anyways,
his name was Bachman. Yeah, he's blind,
really,
and he had the network. Yeah,
it was great. LNR, and then one day, I'm sitting there in Arizona, feeling pretty much lonely. All I had was me and RBN and my laptop, and I'm listening to RBN and. All of a sudden, here came Farron and Brian, and I'm going, wow. And it was just amazing to hear that. And it's been a lot of years, and so I was trying to figure that out. He said 12 years.
And Steve, I had several friends that listened to Farron's show, and because of Farron's country accent and his presentation, they wanted to believe what Farron was saying. They all turned to me and they said, I like that guy, It's like because he sounds like Americana. He sounds like what America is. He didn't have this haughty, Boston accent or anything else like JFK had or anything else. Farron sounds like Americana, and so many people that I turned on to Farron, they said, "Well, he sounds believable." It's because it was his accent and his presentation. Farron did a lot of good for this world. He really did. Whether you lose your friends and your family because you believe what he said. But Farron's done a lot of good because he's woken some people up. And not made them woke, but awakened people.
For sure. It's been a good run. Run's not over yet. Funny thing about broadcasting is you talk until you can't talk anymore, and then you take a break, and then you come back because you can't.
Well, you and me, Steve, we're almost old timers. We've only been here for a little more than 8 years, not the 12 years Farron was. And Robert Rabo's been here for like 9 or 10 years now. I can't remember. He got his show short before we did. But, I can remember the days of RBN when if you were on air for a year, it was a miracle because John Stadler did have kind of a short fuse and you pissed him off and he'd kick you off the air, And some people have come back,
right.
It's
been a ride,
process.
Man. It's been a ride. Remember when we had RBN 1 and RBN 2? We had two channels 24 hours a day, and you could sit there and listen to RBN, and you'd wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, what's on? And you'd try RBN 2.
RBN was on an AM station coming out of Dallas-Fort Worth. I was working at one point close to Dallas-Fort Worth, and I could turn on the AM radio and hear RBN.
Yeah, that was the time, right? We'll see where we go in the future, but I've always appreciated it. I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate myself. I'm a listener, right? So is that self-appreciation?
So am I, my friend. I called into several shows yesterday, and one guy I love is Michael Getty. The man knows his history. And do I agree with everything? It's like, no, but do I disagree with anything he says? No. I learn. It's a continual learning process, Steve.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's funny, you go off on that board op producer, you know, the generations of, producers, board ops, management at RBN, you know, currently, you know, how many years has it been since we haven't had John with us? Two, three, you know, seems like forever. And the crew's still keeping it together, right? You know, there was a lot of angst. What's going to happen? There was a lot of, oh my God, the year one and year two. And I just hope that we can keep this thing on the tracks. And Sam, by the way, you're doing a good job of dealing with the lineup on the weekend. I know there's always changes. You know, there's always people that have to go, and there's always people to try to fit in to the different places. And, you know, I do appreciate you filling the time slots, and I don't know how it was actually done. If you get to pick it, who picks it, you draw straws. I don't know, man. I remember
I'm not a monthly contributor because, you know, I don't like my bank account being, you know, accessed and everything, you know, but, you know, I do know donate to RBN regularly, you know. Actually, you know, it's like, you know, for what I donate to RBN, you know, it's like, you know, I could buy, you know, a year's worth of frickin' storage food, you know, and make myself a little more comfortable. But, you know, I'm already fairly comfortable. I live on a ranch that I inherited. You know, I am very blessed, you know, which has given me the time to actually understand and absorb the information. You know, I don't have to worry about going to a job and being fired from a job for, you know, saying the wrong thing or anything else. You know, I'm pretty much me, and I'm in a very unique position. I understand that. You know, I'm not privileged. God. You know, but my relatives did come over in the 1830s from Germany, escaping tyranny, and this is where my land came from. And so I'm sitting here on a substantial ranch, you know, which is worth millions and millions and millions of frickin' dollars. I get calls and letters and mail and everything from people all the time saying, we'll buy your property for $1,000 an acre. And it's like, oh, that's funny. It's tax appraised for $9,000 an acre, you know. And you know, it just the scams and everything out there, you know. This world is shit, Steve. This world is shit. I'm sorry.
Well,
And I know I'm not supposed to cuss. I will say the world is shiitake mushrooms, okay? If that's
okay.
Better.
Okay. If that makes you feel better, you know the rules. You know, I can't get on you for that, but, you know.
I know.
It is funny. You know, the whole world is all about
when I cuss, it's my passion
taking
coming
advantage
out.
Of people. You know, the people that are successful take advantage of people or of situations or something. I don't believe that, you know. So Elon Musk, right? You know, he's the greatest human being ever.
There's funny. The music, Steve. Yeah.
You know, that's funny. No, Donald Trump. Trump. Now that was the greatest human being ever. You know, he never done a bad deal. He's always been straightforward. You know, Trump is the greatest ever. Just kidding, folks. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio, we're done. So, have a good Sunday. Bye.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.